The best 4X space board games of 2026 ranked, Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Buy Eclipse, Second Dawn for the Galaxy. It hands you the whole explore, expand, exploit, exterminate fantasy in one evening instead of one weekend, and it's the rare heavy game your group will actually agree to play again next month. The honest, but if you want the all-day negotiation opera, that's Twilight Imperium 4, and if you mostly play solo or two-player, skip both and go Voidfall. Here's my flaw first ruling, because I'd rather you trust me than like me. Most best 4X lists are cowardly. They rank 8 space games as if they're interchangeable, when the truth is that 7 of them will sit shrink-wrapped on your shelf because you can never schedule them. The genre's real enemy isn't a bad rulebook, it's a calendar. So I'm ranking these by which galaxy you'll actually conquer, not just which one reviews best in a vacuum. The tiers are honest, the catches are loud, and I'll tell you exactly which of these aren't even real 4X games, 3 of them aren't. Let's get you to the table without getting you burned. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What even is a 4X game and why does it matter for what you buy? 4X stands for E-Explore, E-Expand, E-Exploit. E-Exterminate, discover the map, claim territory, build an economy, and go to war over it. Purists insist on all 4. That single rule is the most useful filter on this whole list. Because half the 4X games sold to you are missing one of the X's. Why does it matter for your wallet? Because the most common way to get burned in this genre is buying a beautiful box that does a different thing than you wanted. Someone hands a friend Scythe as the space war game, the friend waits 2 hours for a fight that barely happens, and now they think 4X is boring. That's not the game's fault, it's a mislabeling problem. So before a single ranking, the genuine article on this list full explore to exterminate arc is Eclipse, Twilight Imperium, and Voidfall. Everything else is excellent and galaxy flavored but adjacent. I'll flag each one honestly as we go. The 4X's decoded explore equals reveal the map, usually hex tiles. Expand equals plant your colonies. Exploit equals turn territory into resources and tech. Exterminate equals the part with the fleets. Game missing the last one looking at you, Gaia Project, is a builder, not a war engine. Beginner trap 1, do not make Twilight Imperium your first 4X, it's the cathedral, not the front door. Your first real space 4X should be Eclipse, it teaches every pillar in one night instead of one weekend. So what's the single best 4X space board game in 2026? Eclipse, Second Dawn for the Galaxy, no hedging. It is the consensus pick of critics and the people who actually own these games, and it's the title that knocked Twilight Imperium off the top of more than one reviewer's personal podium. What makes it the king isn't any one part, it's the compression. You draw hex tiles from a bag, climb a genuinely brilliant tech tree, bolt custom parts onto your ships, and roll dice in combat, the complete 4X power fantasy in roughly a third of T4's runtime. 2 to 6 players, 60 to 200 minutes, and a galaxy that fills up fast enough to feel alive. The quiet genius is the action disc economy. Every action you take this round shrinks your income at the end of it. Doing less can be doing more. That one rule keeps every turn tense without bloating the page count. It's the elegant fix for the do everything every turn sprawl that drags down lesser designs. Combat is dice, so a sour roll stings and an early stumble is hard to claw back, but none of that dents the verdict, why it wins. In one line, it's the best ratio of 4X completeness to real-world playability on the market. Grand enough to satisfy. Short enough to schedule, that ratio is the whole game. Pricewatch Move Eclipse goes out of stock often and spikes hard. Eclipse or Twilight Imperium, which one do I actually buy first? Buy Eclipse first. Full stop. Then only once you've got a committed crew and a free day, consider Twilight Imperium as your second purchase, not your first. Here's the cleanest way I can frame the genre's eternal debate. These two don't replace each other, they answer different nights. Eclipse is about the empire you build, the territory you've slowly accreted, the borders that start rubbing against your neighbors. Twilight Imperium is about the race to the next objective and the deals you cut to get there. One is a kingdom, the other is a negotiation opera with a 4X board bolted underneath. T4 is the defining galactic empire epic, a perennial board game geek top 25 fixture since the original landed in 1997. Its real engine isn't the fleets, it's the trade deals, the galactic council votes, the betrayals, and 25 gloriously asymmetric factions ranging from capitalist space cats to sentient vegetables. People plan their entire day around it. And that's the rub. Realistic sessions run 6 to 9 plus hours with teaching, you need a big table, and you need at least 3 players, 6 is the sweet spot. It's also the single most cited, overrated, glorified kingmaker game in skeptic threads, divisive precisely because it's so enormous. If you can't reliably gather 5 or 6 people for a full day, T4 becomes the most beautiful paperweight you'll ever own. The intermediate fork once Eclipse feels comfortable, branch by what your group lacks, crave politics and tabletop theater, graduate to Twilight Imperium, crave a luck-free brain burner, go to Voidfall. The first game teaches you which appetite you actually have. want the tea flavor on a weeknight, it's the same Twilight Imperium DNA shrunk into a 90-minute flipendrite you can learn in 15 minutes. More on that in the tiers below. What's the best 4X for solo or two players? If you mostly play alone or as a pair, stop reading about Eclipse and buy Voidfall. This is where the ranking flips hardest, and where most lists fail you by pretending one game serves every table size. Voidfall is the modern, thinky answer to the genre, a heavy Euro wearing a 4X costume and Mindclash's best design to date. Its headline feature is fully deterministic combat, no dice. You know whether you'll win before you commit, so the whole game becomes planning and tempo instead of prayer. It uses the same system across competitive, cooperative, and solo, and the replay is genuinely absurd. You can play 100+ games without repeating a setup. The 2025 Resurgence expansion keeps it fresh into 2026. Its dividing line is the same as its draw. Luck-averse Euro players adore the no-dice math. People who live for an Eclipse dice battle find it cold and clinical. And it is the polar opposite of accessible. Owners famously refuse to teach it cold, sending newcomers a 60-minute rules video first. At 3 to 4 players, downtime and analysis paralysis can balloon past 4 hours. It's a 1 to 2 player masterpiece with a brutal on-ramp. The other solo essential is Gaia Project, the sci-fi heir to Terra Mystica and one of the most respected heavy Euros ever made. You terraform planets to suit your species and climb 6 research tracks. It's expand and exploit turned into a crystalline efficiency puzzle. The honest caveat, there's no exterminate. Interaction is map blocking and tech racing, not war, so purists may not even count it. And for a pure 1v1 conflict game, Star Wars, Rebellion is the best 2-player galactic duel ever made, but that's a different itch entirely. Right game, right count, the community is near unanimous on the best at count. Eclipse shines at 4-5, Voidfall at 1-2, Star Wars, Rebellion at 2, Twilight Imperium at 6. Matching the game to the table is half of buying well. Teaching Voidfall, do not teach Voidfall cold to a new table on game night. You'll lose the room. Watch the rules video yourself first, run a solo game to internalize it, then teach the core loop and let exceptions surface in play. The full ranking, every tier, honestly flagged, here's the tier list in order with the 4X purity flags loud so nobody gets sold a card game as a war epic. S tier, the genuine giants, 1, Eclipse. 2nd Dawn, the genre king, full 4X in an evening, the default answer. 2, Twilight Imperium, 4, The Cathedral, the all-day negotiation opera, an event, not a game night. 3, Voidfall, the Euro 4X and solo champion, no dice. All Brain, a 1-2 player masterpiece. A tier, specialists that win their lane, 4. Star Wars Rebellion, the best 2-player galactic war there is, asymmetric Haidan strike, not economic 4x5. Gaia Project, the best pure Euro builder, terraforming and tech racing. But no war, B tier, smart, lighter, faster, 6. Twilight Inscription, T in 90 minutes. A flipandrite that scales to a wild 1-8 players, 7. Scythe, gorgeous on-ramp, but an engine builder with combat, not true 4X. C tier, lightest galaxy pick, 8. Red Rising, a fast sci-fi card game under an hour. The easy first step, not the destination. Notice the shape, the heavier and grander a game gets, the harder it is to schedule and the more its rank depends on whether you have the right table for it. That's why Rolandrite sits comfortably mid-list, it gets played, and a game that gets played beats a masterpiece that doesn't. The 4X purity badge, true 4X on this list. Eclipse, Twilight Imperium, Voidfall. Adjacent, missing an X, Scythe, barely any explore, rare combat, Gaia Project, no exterminate, Red Rising, no map at all. Excellent games, just not the genuine 4X article. How do I not be a jerk at a 6-hour 4X table? These games are long, and long games live or die on table manners. Call this the player's code, the unwritten rules that keep a galaxy-sized evening from collapsing into resentment. Pitch the real cost up front. The honest gating factor on every big 4X is the calendar, not the rulebook. When you propose one, say it plainly. This is a 4-hour Eclipse night, or this is an all-day tea commitment. Nobody should discover the scope at hour 2 and bail, a mid-game defection breaks the whole table. Never be the kingmaker. This is the genre's cardinal sin. When you can't win, you still play to your own best position to the very end, throwing the game to a friend out of spite, handing someone the victory because you're bitter spoils the result for everyone who played honestly. Don't do it. Manage your own clock, plan your turn while the other 5 take theirs. The single biggest in-game etiquette ask, especially for Voidfall and T4, is to not melt into analysis paralysis while everyone waits on you. Teach the loop, hide the exceptions. When you teach Eclipse, Voidfall, or T4, teach the core turn loop and let rules exceptions come up and play. Frontloading every edge case is what turns a 40-minute teach into a 90-minute lecture and kills the energy before the first action. And one for the dice haters. Bag draws and combat dice are part of the deal in Eclipse and T. Lean into the swing instead of raging at it. If your group genuinely can't stand luck, that's not a house rule problem, it's a signal to go play Voidfall or Gaia Project, which are luck-free by design. Hostcraft Tournament Edition at the sharp end of Eclipse, the skill is tempo. Experts plan turn order bag draw odds and exactly which round to cash out their action discs before income collapses. In T4, it's drafting strategy cards and timing objectives to spike points the exact round you flip them. The genre's three failure modes: downtime, kingmaking, and runaway leader elimination. Modern designs that top this list: Eclipse's action disc economy, Voidfall's deterministic turns are specifically engineered to design those problems out. Older or sloppier games aren't. Buy accordingly. Which one should I buy for family night or a casual mixed group? Do not put Eclipse, T4, Voidfall, or Gaia Project in front of kids or hobby newcomers. The 4+ weight and multi-hour runtime are a recipe for a stalled, frustrated table. Save the heavy crew for the dedicated crew. For everyone else, three picks descend gracefully. It's a sci-fi empire skin on a tight combo builder, not a 4X at all, and that's exactly why it works for a mixed table. A solid 7-10 filler, not a centerpiece, and that's a compliment. Scythe is the great looks epic plays friendly pick. Stunning minis, asymmetric factions, real territory tension, but combat is rare and a game finishes in under 2 hours. It's the on-ramp, not the destination. Sell it as the beautiful gateway, never as the war game, or your players will feel cheated by how little fighting happens. Twilight Inscription is the secret weapon for a big mixed skill family table. It scales to 8 simultaneous players with almost no downtime, everyone writes at once across 4 sheets. It's the rare big space game that doesn't leave kids drumming their fingers waiting for a turn. One pro move for any of these: use solo modes to learn before family night. Voidfall, Gaia Project, Eclipse, and Twilight Inscription all have strong single player options, so the teacher can master the rules quietly first and then run a smooth, confident table. The starter path started Eclipse for the full 4X feel in one evening. Graduate to Voidfall if you love luck-free puzzles, or to Twilight Imperium if you love politics and theater. That fork puzzle person versus politics person decides your whole shelf. The how much night do you have? Rule 1 hour Red Rising or Twilight Inscription. An evening Eclipse, all day Twilight Imperium. Buy for the night you actually have, not the night you wish you had. Final verdict: buy Eclipse, Second Dawn for the galaxy. It's the only game here that gives you the whole galaxy and a group willing to replay it. Reach for Twilight Imperium only when you've got 6 people and a clear day, and go Voidfall the moment you're playing solo or two-handed. Everything else is a fine detour, those three are the destination. Now go conquer something before it sells out. Still deciding? Take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. What's the single best 4X space board game in 2026? Eclipse, Second Dawn for the Galaxy by both critic and community consensus. It delivers the complete explore, expand, exploit, exterminate experience in a single evening, roughly 60 to 200 minutes, plays 2 to 6, and is the title multiple reviewers name their new favorite wargame over Twilight Imperium. T4 is the bigger, grander event game, but Eclipse is the one most people can actually get to the table. Eclipse or Twilight Imperium, which should I buy first? Eclipse. Without hesitation. It's a third the length an evening versus a whole day, far easier to convince a group to play. And it teaches every 4X pillar cleanly. Save Twilight Imperium for when you have a committed group of 5 to 6 and a free 6 to 9 hours plus a real appetite for heavy negotiation. They scratch genuinely different itches, so dedicated fans eventually own both, but Eclipse is the smarter entry point every time. What's the best 4X for solo or two players? Voidfall first, Gaia Project second. Voidfall uses the same system across solo, cooperative, and competitive play, has fully deterministic luck-free combat, and is widely called the best heavy game many reviewers have ever played solo. It shines most at 1 to 2 players. Gaia Project is the other go-to, a beloved heavy Euro that's a single-player essential. For a 1v1 conflict game, specifically Star Wars, Rebellion is the best two-player galactic duel. Is Twilight Imperium really worth the 8-hour playtime? For the right group, absolutely, for most groups, only occasionally. T4's whole value is the one sort twice a year event, the negotiation, the council votes, the betrayals, 25 wildly different factions. It's also the most polarizing big game in the hobby. Skeptics call it an overlong kingmaker, devotees call it the best game ever made. Both are right, it depends entirely on whether your table leans into the politics. If you can't reliably gather 5 to 6 players for a full day, Eclipse or the Roll-and-Write Twilight Inscription give you most of the flavor for a fraction of the time. Why is Voidfall so divisive if it reviews so well? Because it's brilliant and brutally inaccessible at the same time. Reviewers praise it as Mindclash's best design ever, then warn it's the polar opposite of accessible, hard enough to teach that owners often send new players a 60-minute rules video first. It's no luck deterministic combat thrills Euro players and leaves dice combat fans cold, and at 3 to 4 players the downtime can balloon past 4 hours. It's a 1 to 2 player masterpiece with a steep on-ramp. Buy it knowing which of those two players you are. Are Scythe, Gaia Project, and Red Rising actually 4X games? Not strictly. Scythe is a dieselpunk engine builder with light combat and almost no exploration, even its designer sidesteps the 4X label. Gaia Project is a heavy Euro that nails expand and exploit but has no real exterminate. Red Rising is a fast sci-fi card game with no map at all. They're excellent and galaxy flavored, which is why they land on these lists, but if you specifically want the full 4X Warend Empire Arc, Eclipse, Twilight Imperium, and Voidfall are the genuine article. Which 4X game is least likely to end up unplayed on my shelf? Eclipse for a regular group, Twilight Inscription for a casual or mixed one. The genre's real failure isn't a bad game, it's a great one you can never schedule. Eclipse fits an evening, so groups actually replay it. Twilight Inscription scales to 8 players with almost no downtime and learns in 15 minutes, so nobody's left waiting. Buy for the night you actually have, not the all-day event you keep meaning to plan.